Who cares? This is Carson's Court. Reporting live in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Podcast app, Spotify, Beaker. Welcome to Carson's Court on this great, great Wednesday in Virginia Beach. Let me start off with saying this. You know, basketball players switch around a lot, more than any other sport, and more than likely in any other league. Think about it this way, all right? Basketball is passing up, in my opinion, football in this country, in the country. Because have you ever heard, you go on ESPN, and all you hear about is Kawhi Leonard is going to the Los Angeles Clippers. Paul George is joining them. Anthony Davis is a Los Angeles Laker. That's it. That's all you hear about. You don't hear about an NFL. Tom Brady is going to the Minneapolis or Minnesota Vikings. Aaron Rodgers is leaving Green Bay. Well, number one, those quarterbacks have not left that team. They don't flip around a lot in the NFL. They don't flip around a lot in the MLB. They don't flip around a lot in NHL. You don't turn on ESPN and all of a sudden you hear Aaron Rodgers have left Green Bay. Ben Roethlisberger has left the Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't hear that in those sports. But you turn on ESPN and that's all you hear in the NBA during NBA free agency. That's it. Why is that? Well, number one, I definitely think the NBA is passing up the NFL in this country. That's the first thing. The second thing is I think more people are, and this might go with the first thing, more people are liking those sports. More people are liking NBA. Those are a good bit of why I think that the NBA is number one in this country and why ESPN is talking about that more than any other sport. Now, you're going to see that change. You are, especially when the Pittsburgh Steelers and most NFL teams report to training camp this next week. Most people report Monday, July 22nd. Let me just say this. When you watch NBA, have you ever seen, I think the NBA is exciting. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. Seventh game. You get that in the NBA. Maybe not as exciting, but you get seventh games. What you don't get in the NBA that you do get in the NHL is this. That it's different teams. What has it been the last few years in Golden State? Golden State. Golden State. Golden State in the NBA Finals. You don't get that in the NHL. The NHL's different teams. Penguins won it 3-4 years ago. Penguins won it again. Capitals won it last year. This year, the St. Louis Blues won it. It, in my opinion, I think the NBA playoffs are getting a lot of attention. Toronto won. Did anybody expect Toronto to win? I think the NBA playoffs are getting a lot of attention. Have you ever seen a sport where more superstars are moving around? Think about it. Anthony Davis left the Pelicans, going into the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard, another top five player, as well as Anthony Davis, going to the Los Angeles Clippers. LeBron James, 2 years ago, last year, one of the two, went to the Los Angeles Lakers. Paul George goes to the Los Angeles Clippers. Russell Westbrook goes to the Houston Rockets. I just named at least 5 to 6 players that are in the top 15, most of them in the top 10, and are moving. You don't get that in the MLB. You don't get that in the NHL. You don't get that in the NFL. That is why I think the NBA is getting a lot of the attention. That is why when you turn on ESPN, you're hearing all this breaking news, and 99% of it has to do with the NBA, especially in the summer. Zion Williamson to the Pelicans. Kobe White is doing incredible in summer league. A lot of breaking news out there in the NBA. All right, well, let me switch to this. You know, even though players recruit a lot of them, let me say this about the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, and I'm not picking on the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell, Brown left. Okay. And you say to yourself, the AFC North. A lot of people say, AFC North is not a weak division. Well, the Steelers lost 2 superstars, and they're still expected to be first or second place. That is a weak division. If you ask me, I think Cleveland wins the division. Pittsburgh gets the wild card. Baltimore comes in third place. Cincinnati's in fourth place. That, and I don't think Cincinnati's going to be too far out of third place. That is how I think it'll go. That is a weak division, if you ask me. And what's my opinion on the strongest division in the NFL? I really, really think it's coming down to the AFC West. Think about it. The Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes going to be at least in the top 3 quarterbacks, maybe in 5 years. And guess what? The Chiefs are probably my number one team in that division. Number 2, the Los Angeles Chargers. Philip Rivers, right now in the top 10 quarterbacks, maybe top 15. Chargers are number 2. Number 3, Denver. Not too far out of second place. Number 4 is Oakland, the Raiders. Guess what? They got Antonio Brown. They also got perfect. And I don't think they're far out of second place. That is a very strong division and a very tough division to win. And my next toughest division, how about the toughest and weakest division in the NFC? Well, I think the NFC, what is it, the North? Yeah, the North. That's the weakest division. Think about it. Green Bay, nothing to cheer about. Detroit didn't make the playoffs. Detroit, not the best team. Vikings have had trouble. Kirk Cousins isn't doing as good as people thought. And then who does that leave you with? The Bears, who got eliminated in the first round of the playoffs last year. That's a weak division. But guess what? What's my order? Chicago Bears, number 1. Number 2, Minnesota Vikings. Number 3, Detroit Lions. Number 4, Green Bay Packers. Packers have a chance over the Lions. A longest. See, that's the thing. Is their quarterback is never healthy. He is very injury prone. And I think that's where they're going to struggle this year. All right, well, coming up on my show, coming up on Carson's Court, we have a lot to do. We got a live caller. We got MLB. It will be the last podcast of the day, so stay tuned for that. I will be doing a podcast tomorrow, and I will be doing a podcast on Friday, so stay tuned for all of that. Live caller coming right up. Stay tuned for that on Carson's Court. Welcome back to Carson's Court today. We are live in Virginia Beach. Let me say this real quick. Today's MLB is nice. I like today's MLB. I like going to the games. I like the environment. Now, you get that with every sport. I understand that. It's just different. When you are there, it is by far, you get the prettiest city line. You don't get that in MLB, in NBA. It's a dome. In the NHL, it's a dome. In the NFL, more than likely, you don't get it because it's high up. Look at Penn State. Penn State contains more people in that stadium than Heinz Field, where the Pittsburgh Steelers play and where Pitt plays. It's too high. Now, I mentioned this a little bit on Monday. You know, the MLB makes their money by people going to the games. Let me tell you, I've been to the pro sports. MLB has the most loyal fans, I think. The MLB has the most prettiest parks. And the MLB, I think, is the most talented sport out there. Think about it. And I know I've talked about this before. The pitcher, 100 miles. Now I understand basketball. A lot of people say, basketball, you gotta push, you know, get the net in. The thing is, can you throw a 100-mile ball, 100-mile-per-hour ball? Can you throw or can you bat a 100-mile ball that's coming towards you? Can you run bases? Can you hit for 100? How many large a baseball game field is? That's incredible. Incredible. And have you seen the stuff that they do? Now, most common sports arenas where they share basketball and hockey teams. Denver is like that. Okay, I believe LA is like that. I think Toronto is like that. That is, it's believable. I mean, you put the ice up, you put the court down, you put the court back up. It's believable. In Pittsburgh, they had a stadium called Three Rivers. It was where the football team plays and the baseball team plays. Now, that is hard to do because you have a football field, very long, and a baseball field, very narrow. A baseball field that isn't as long. That's incredible. Baseball is the most complicated sport, and it is the most trickiest sport to play. It is. I mean, like I just said, you heard about it going from, hockey to basketball to hockey. Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. is like that. Capitals play there. The thing is, the Wizards play there. The thing is that that's believable. A lot of cities have that. To save money. It holds them out, you know. And I know now that they got PNC Park and Heinz Field up in Pittsburgh. It's two different stadiums. But when it was one stadium, could you imagine turning a football field into a baseball field and vice versa. Vice versa. That is unbelievable to me. And baseball, the fields at an MLB game is prettier than a basketball court, prettier than a hockey arena, prettier than a football field. Now, I understand football has a lot of talent. You know, the players are running. You know, you get it tackled. I couldn't imagine a 300-pound person, man, coming at me. But I just think baseball is a great, above-talent sport. Now, Vancouver, Canada, they really only have, as far as I know, one major team. The NHL team. There are some teams like that. That is a very unique city because I don't know any other city in this country. Well, it's again, not out. I guess it's outside of the country, but I don't know any other city that only has really one team. I guess you could argue Vegas. I guess you could argue, you know, Green Bay. And I'll talk about the Packers. I'm going to talk about the Green Bay Packers in a minute. But I think that's pretty cool as a fun fact. Let me switch to this, and this will be the last little couple minutes of the podcast. Milwaukee and Green Bay, Wisconsin. Milwaukee has the Milwaukee Bucks and the Milwaukee Brewers. And then you drive, I don't know, an hour and a half north, you got the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers is actually, I'm pretty sure, owned by Green Bay, the city of Green Bay. And I'm not saying this for sure, Green Bay, but I'm pretty sure that if the city didn't own it, the Packers would slide down an hour and a half south to Milwaukee. Why? It's a bigger city. I mean, you know, I live in Virginia Beach. If there was a team up in Richmond, Virginia, and Richmond owned it, they wouldn't be able to slide down to Virginia Beach. But if the city didn't own it, I'm pretty sure they would slide down to Virginia Beach because it's the most populated city in Virginia. That is a very fun fact that I really don't think the Packers would stay in Green Bay if Green Bay owned it, didn't own the Packers. All right, well, thanks for listening to Carson's Court today. Coming up tomorrow, we have a live caller. Mike will be here tomorrow to talk about MLB. I got a lot coming up. NFL, what is it, 8 Sundays away. Steelers, Patriots, Thursday night. Stay tuned for that on Carson's Court tomorrow.